Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Noise, A Flaw in Human Judgment. Noise was co-written by the renowned behavioral economist Daniel Kahneman. Kahneman previously worked in the field of psychology. His research challenges traditional economics and the assumption that everyone will value rationality in their decision-making and judgment, a theory known as rational econ's man. His research findings earned him the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences and popularized behavioral economics. In collaboration with cognitive psychologist Amos Tversky, Kahneman published the best-selling Thinking, Fast and Slow. The book includes all the important findings of their research. If you are interested, it's available as a bookie. Feel free to seek it out on our app and give it a listen. In Thinking, Fast and Slow, Kahneman introduces the concept of systematic errors. These are common for decision-making processes and in passing judgments. How do we explain and define this notion? For example, if we see a man reading the New York Times on the subway, what would be our conjecture about his level of education? Does he have a PhD? Or a high school diploma? Many would assume the former, believing that more highly educated people are more likely to subscribe to the New York Times. This speculation is based on what we call intuitive impressions. However, it is not always the best approach to making correct or accurate judgments. In this case, the chances are that most passengers on the subway do not have a college education. Using this different logic, the man who reads the New York Times probably doesn't have a PhD. When most people pass judgment, they mainly focus on typical traits and patterns and neglect the probability. They make assumptions, and these result in systematic errors. Similarly, the current book examines common errors in human rationality. These Kahneman and his co-writers regard as noise. Both noise and systematic errors cause inaccuracies and oversights. The book's three joint authors connect their many fields of study across law, business, medicine, forensics, and policymaking. In each and every field they examined, they found noise. Noise results in unfairness, and it was much more prevalent than they expected. The mistakes it causes often come with a high price. Armed with their findings, the authors intended to produce an accessible introduction revealing how noise permeates many aspects of day-to-day life. In the book, alongside this insight, they propose a series of noise reduction strategies. Please stay tuned if you wish to learn more about this concept. Now, let us break the book up into four bite-sized sections to find out what it's all about. Part 1, What is noise? Part 2, Three types of noise. Part 3, What causes noise? Part 4, Strategies to reduce noise. The authors start by proposing that people make two types of errors, bias and noise. These two concepts can best be explored by referring to a hypothetical scenario. There are three teams, A, B, and C, with five people on each team. The teams visit a shooting arcade. Each team has one rifle, and the five members take turns to shoot. Imagine that all the teams have had their shots, and the results can be seen on the targets. Team A is excellent. Each shot is close to the bullseye. All of Team B's shots, however, are off the mark and missed the bullseye altogether. The shots are all grouped in the lower left corner. Now, based on the whole team's performance, it is not difficult to predict that if one of them takes another shot, it will hit around the same spot as all the five previous bullets. The authors call this error bias. The consistency of the bias may have a causal explanation. Perhaps the gun sight on Team B's rifle was bent. Now let's have a look at Team C's shots. Here the bullets have missed the bullseye and are scattered randomly all over the target. There is no pattern or consistency. Based on such an observation, the authors will conclude that Team C's error is noise. Team B and C's results illustrate the two kinds of errors caused by bias or by noise. A consistent result reveals an error caused by bias. such as everyone using the same rifle and making the same mistake. Bias often originates from systematic errors. People commit such mistakes when they are susceptible to influence, for example, when guided by intuitive impressions or aversion to loss. The resulting mistakes repeat in clear patterns. The second type of error, noise, happens when people, assumed to be in consensus and accord, arrive at different conclusions. Bias and noise errors can take place within institutions, organizations, and even in everyday life. Let's first look at the effect of a noise error in a judicial setting. Imagine three people from similar backgrounds, all charged with the same crime. Ideally, all three of them should receive the same sentence. But, in reality, these criminals will get various different punishments, either more or less severe. The first guilty party might receive a suspended sentence, the second 2 years in prison, while the third will be put behind bars for 10 years. Different judges make different decisions. The divergence in their rulings and disagreement between one judge's opinion and another's are noise. According to most studies that evaluate court rulings, the judiciary system is saturated with noise errors. Even a single judge will tend to pass different verdicts despite hearing apparently similar cases and accusations. For instance, a judge might be more likely to grant parole on a full stomach or after a good night's sleep. However, if they are tired or hungry, they are considerably less likely to grant parole. Even medicine is not immune from noise. Studies reveal that the same patient tends to receive a range of diagnoses from different doctors. Doctors may not agree whether or not a patient shows the symptoms of skin cancer, breast cancer, heart disease, tuberculosis, pneumonia, depression, and other conditions. Noise intrudes even when they are reading X-rays. Among all fields of medicine, psychiatry fares worst in this regard, because it is beset with subjective judgments in the crucial diagnostic process. Apart from the scenarios we have already mentioned, noise plagues activities like insurance premium quotations, recruitment, employee performance evaluations, and even fingerprint identification. Some people might get a quote on their insurance premium 50% above other comparable people. The recruitment process is often inconsistent too. Interviewers might favor people who have a background similar to theirs. Assessments of employee performance rarely truly reflect their actual capabilities and efficiency. Fingerprint identification is not always infallible, as it has been shown that an expert will often make different judgments about the same set of fingerprints on different occasions. Time and time again, the often grave consequences of such inconsistencies impact individuals and society. This is all for part 1. In this part, we distinguished noise from bias. Bias has a recognizable pattern, while noise concerns deviations and disagreements between decision makers. Noise happens in all sorts of fields, including law, medicine, insurance, human resources management, and forensics. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play, get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.